The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my co-host, fell realtor, husband, does everything.
Sign guy. Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
It's good to be here, Jackie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
All right. And for a second week in a row, we have Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back to join us.
Thank you for having me.
I look forward to our discussion. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. A little bit about you, how long you've been doing this?
I've been doing home staging and redesign for about 8 years now, and working within the Northeast PA. Many clients in this area that want to do some changes in their house, small, sometimes large, and just having a lot of fun with that.
You're good at what you do. Your website showcases a lot of your before and after pictures of previous work, and I know that you're involved in several different projects right now. You're working on some things, right?
Yes, I am. Just a couple this week, and I mostly focus on some things during the summer.
Okay,
months.
Wonderful. Now, last week we talked about what home staging is, what home staging is not, and some of the things that you do when you meet with people. And what we didn't talk about is some of the colors and what we need to do and not to do. We didn't talk about lighting. We talked about mainly decluttering, depersonalizing last week, and I'd like to shift our conversation this week to some of the other things that appeal to people. If they're living in a home, it's one thing. They can go with the deep purple, the blood reds, or the oranges, but when they're selling a home, they have to neutralize, right? Is that the best thing?
Yes, neutralize is good. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about what kind of some of the do's and don'ts about neutrals.
Okay. What do you do with a neutral? Is it, do you stick to only white and cream, or what do you do?
Well, neutrals is really a little bit broader than what people think. It's not just tan. So a lot of people think, oh, do I have to just paint it tan or white? And the answer is no. I mean, you can go a little bit outside of the envelope there and push the envelope a bit with the neutrals. Try to stay with the earth tones if you can. I do work with clients that have some earth tones, even sage tones in rooms, and I don't necessarily say let's paint this over. I'll focus on those areas of the house that do need to be changed. If there's a red kitchen, that would be an area that I would say, you know what, let's knock this out a little bit. Let's go more for maybe a nice taupe, something that's going to pull some colors from the countertop. So I'll use that as my guide, and I'll do some matching there, and then I'll go ahead and we have a theme going throughout the house. And if they are hiring a contractor, we'll go ahead and we'll focus on some other key rooms too. But if someone does have an earth tone room and they're trying to save a little bit of money, I say, you know what, that's okay. We can work with that, and I can take some of the personalized colors, you know, that they might have in other accents and try to pull it all so it's a nice cohesive look in that room.
Okay. Now, you don't just do home staging, you do redesign. So people that right. don't have any intention on selling their home, they want to live there, but they want to do something different. You do that too, correct?
Yes, right.
Okay. And what's your website, please?
at www.simplynewsr.com.
And also your phone number.
My phone number is 570-575-6936. And the contact information is available on the website.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today with us is Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Mary, what are some of the other things that you tell people to do and not to do? What are some common mistakes that people may make when they're staging their home to sell?
Well, one of the first things is if they don't hire a professional stager, because they can't look at it objectively like a stager would or a realtor would, because they're looking at, again, the broader audience. So that's the first thing. They think they can do everything on their own. And up to a point, they can do some things. And I encourage them to do some things on their own. The packing, the organizing, I teach them how to do those things. So there's some things that we do want to have the homeowners be very much a part of. Another common mistake that that homeowners will do is they will maybe call you at the last minute saying, you know what, I want to have my house sold. I want to get it listed, you know, in, you know, next week, can you come in and can you rearrange? And the answer to that is, well, yes, you can do so much, you know, rearranging of a room, but staging is really more than that. It's really getting a plan that's going to showcase every part of your home. So some of the common mistakes is they forget to really look at the whole house. You want to make sure that you're focusing on those key areas of the house. If it has a grand entrance, let's maximize that. Let's really work on that entrance. The exterior is very important, as I indicated last week. That's a very big part of that home. That's the first impression someone is going to get, and it doesn't stop at the front door. So in that entryway, you want to kind of create that visual feeling like, wow, this is a great place. I want to continue on. I want to move on to that next room. So I'll spend a little bit of time on that entryway. So, but that's not the place to just forget about it. That's not the time for homeowners just to shove everything in the hall closet and say, well, let's, you know, that's clean enough. Let's move on. There's a lot to go into that. So I will spend some time on that foyer. There's several common mistakes that I see out there. And again, one of the common ones is they want to keep everything that they have and they want to use that in their room design. And the room may call for some editing. I like to say, let the room breathe. And that just means editing out maybe some of the larger pieces. We might be able to take a couple of chairs, move it into a bedroom, create a sitting area someplace where they might not even think to have a sitting area. I always like to try to tell them, you know, let's try to make every space inviting. And one of the key things with selling is you want to make sure that they stay in that house longer than, you know, what you expect. So when they're going through, you know, they can say, wow, I can envision my things here. It's like, wow, I can really see how this would work. So giving them that visual so that they can say, you know what, this house really would work for us is really the key to home staging.
Well, what I just took out of all the things that you just said is removing clutter is important.
Yeah, decluttering is one of the biggest things we do, organizing and decluttering. And even if they're not organized, you know, let's make it look like they're organized.
Okay. So that's good advice. Now, some of the rooms that a lot of buyers feel are important are bathrooms and kitchens. What do we need to do there without spending thousands and thousands of dollars making a new kitchen or bathroom? We don't want to go into major repairs, updates, or remodeling when selling a home because you don't recoup that investment. What can we do to make them sparkle and shine?
Right. And kitchens and baths are going to be a very important room to focus on. Color is good. We definitely want to work on the color. So if it is red, we want to get that down to a neutral color if we can. But some very simple things you can do is, again, just as you said, Jackie, is clean. Everything needs to shine and sparkle. Remove what's on the countertop, and I will stage certain areas. I might even stage a prep area so that they can envision, oh, this is the prep area of this kitchen. This is not the place where all the homework just lands. So you want to make sure that they can see that. And so the more that's on the counter, it looks like this kitchen is not very big. Some very inexpensive change outs are knobs. knobs don't cost that much. You can go to your local hardware store and for $3 to $4 get a very nice knob, and you can certainly change out that portion. And your stager can actually help you with that. If you know someone, they could work with that. I'm happy to help with the selection of those things. I also worked with a client last year, and we were trying to save a little money and updating the kitchen. And we chose a very, very nice color that she saw in a magazine. And I said, you don't need new cabinets for this. Let's just paint. And so they did paint, and it looks absolutely beautiful. And those pictures actually will be going on the website soon. And they were from a year ago, and I'm sorry they're not up there. But wow, it really did showcase that kitchen. And it made it look like she had all new cabinetry and some lighting. We changed out some of the lighting.
But home magazines aren't always a good idea. People get ideas from them, and it just doesn't work in their home.
Right. They see that nice brown, and they think they're going to paint the room brown, and what's the problem with that?
Right. Now, chocolate brown is a popular color, and one of the problems with that is if you have no lighting, if you have limited lighting, it can be a real downer.
So that make it look like a cave.
Right, absolutely. So lighting is very huge. It's a huge piece to the whole color aspect. So lighting is important, and trim. So if they are going to be choosing a darker color for redesign, you know, that's one thing. But for staging, you want to try to keep those colors to a neutral.
Okay. We're headed towards a break. We have a lot more to discuss after break. So before we go to break, Pat, would you please review a listing?
We have a restored farmhouse on 1.5 acres. It has 2 bedrooms with a 2-car detached garage. This home is located at 2649 Milwaukee Road in Ransom Township. The taxes are very low at only $1,275. This home has wonderful panoramic views of the countryside from the great deck on the rear of the house. It features stainless steel appliances, updated kitchen with cathedral ceilings, updated bath, and a new on-demand Rinnai hot water system. The home has hardwood floors, a newer roof, and a nice clean basement that's ready to be finished. So if you're looking for a 2-bedroom restored farmhouse with amazing views, give us a call about 2649 Milwaukee Road in Ransom Township on 1.5 acres for $179,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And before we go to break, I want to announce that a survey shows that Century 21 Real Estate is the most respected brand in the industry.
I knew that.
How did you know that?
Because it's the most respected brand in my house, that's for sure.
Well, in our house, sure. We push Century 21 because we are Century 21. But they had a third-party survey conducted by Miller Brown, and the survey showed that consumers identified the Century 21 brand as the most respected in the industry, and I just wanted to make that announcement.
And I agree.
All right. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about different colors and keeping everything neutral and how important that is. How about, you know, oftentimes people just think about when they're setting that home, staging it, arranging it for that buyer, they're thinking about everything that you can see. What about the things that we can't see, but we notice as soon as we walk through the door?
Yeah, real important point. Really let your senses be the guide. And when you're living in a home, it's easy to not smell what's going on. If you have pets or if there's cooking smells going on, that really is, you know, can be a turnoff to someone coming in into the home. One of the things I'm always very, I really stress with homeowners is make sure that you're not cooking like fish the night before a home showing, because that stays in the drapes, it stays in fabrics. So those are some, that's just a basic thing, but smells are very important. Temperature is another key aspect of making that first impression. So if it's too cold or if it's too warm, someone really won't want to stay in that house. So those are some elements that you might not think, but that are still very important.
Well, only a third of Americans, believe this or not, have or live with pets. So, you know, sometimes it's good for people to be aware that of the people that the two-thirds that don't have the pets, because they can be alienating those two-thirds of those people out there that don't.
Yeah, lots of houses you walk into when you're showing, and you and as soon as I walk in the house, I know immediately if they have a dog. You know, sometimes that's a turnoff to people.
Right, right.
Or smoking.
Smoking
is another
big one.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Smoking is big. And again, there are some, you know, small tricks and, you know, things that you could use. There are products on the market that can help to mask that. To some degree, certainly keeping the windows open. And by the way, when you are showing a house, I mean, getting everything opened and freshened up is important. You'd want to do that early in the day. If you're showing at 1 o'clock, you know, get it open a little earlier. If there's a vacant home and no one's living in the space, you know, still the musty odors can still be there. So you want to make sure that everything is opened up. We didn't really talk about this earlier, but even getting the light in, opening up drapes and getting all that natural light in is very important as well. But the odors, sometimes we can use some products that we, you know, can purchase, plug-ins or candles are always good. But you can also do just some very quick fixes if you have an odor. I've used this before where I have lemons or limes and I just get a lot of those citrus smells going. I'll cut them. I might put them in the garbage disposal. Oftentimes you can create, you know, a nice mixture of spices from the pantry and put them in a bowl of water, put them in the microwave and let that go. Get a pan of water and steep some spices if it's not too, you know, you're not your curry and not those types of spices, but vanilla,
cinnamon,
allspice. So those are just some quick things that you could do if you find that you have an odor and you want to eliminate that, but really trying to be mindful of that ahead of time. So preventive measures is very, very important.
Good advice. Now, you just mentioned lighting, and I'd like to spend some time on lighting. And natural daylight is important. And if you're opening the curtains, though, and you have a really dirty window, then it could defeat the purpose of getting that natural light in. Or keeping screens in. Sometimes, you know, homeowners can remove those screens because that screen adds a layer of darkness.
Right.
And if you have a wonderfully clean, fresh, sparkling window, how much difference that can make.
Sure. And that's real important. If you have a focal area and it's a picture window and you have screens on that window, that does darken it. It looks dirty. It can look dingy. And I do advise people to take the screens out, but I do say put a piece of masking tape, make sure you know exactly where it's going so that when these are stored, they can be easily retrieved when you need them for the summer months or what have you. But for selling, you want to make sure your windows sparkle. So inside and out, it's very important. And cleaning is not underestimated. Cleaning is so important. We talked about kitchens, squeaky clean. Make sure everything has a nice shine to it. I have a couple of tricks that I use just to make it look a little bit shinier. Stainless steel, you know. But windows, really, you want to make sure that they are clean.
What's one of your tricks you use to make it look cleaner?
Do you use countertops or windows?
Either one.
Well, for counters, actually, if you clean with a all-purpose cleaner, but then if you take your dust rag with a, like, your furniture polish.
Oh, pledge or something?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that, and that goes very good on the stainless steel as well. And it just gives a nice sheen to it.
Uh-huh.
It's simple, and it looks nice, and it has a nice feel when people are touching it.
Shine.
It smells good, too.
Smells good, too.
All right. And how about windows? Your chip for windows, clean windows.
Well, I like vinegar and water, but sometimes, and again, that could be an odor reducer as well. So it depends on the home. But your all-purpose window cleaner is good. Something that will not streak, though. That's important. It's not a time to buy a cheap product. You want to make sure that that's going to really have a nice finish.
I just did your mother's windows.
That's right, and it made what a difference. They got back in the house after Hurricane Sandy, and the windows were dingy. And they had this whole new house that was all beautiful and redone over, and the windows were yucky, and Jackie went in and cleaned the windows
with vinegar and water. That's what I use.
Yeah. It came out beautiful, no streaks, and the house looked amazing.
It's great, and it's very cost efficient.
Well, you know what I noticed with windows too? It boosts my
energy level in the house. You start to feel with more light in the house, you feel better.
I it gives me a boost, that needed boost where I just walk around, I feel good.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Mary, how does someone get in touch with you, please?
I can be reached on my website, www.simplynew.sr.com. And my contact information is there. And there's a section on there if you want to put your name and address in there, I can contact you.
Wonderful. Now, lighting, how about lighting fixtures?
Yeah, lighting fixtures, that's a fairly simple change out. Many times there are fixtures that they might just need a cleaning. So, you know, without spending any money, just take it down, clean it. A lot of hall lighting, just get the bugs out. Get that cleaned. You know, when I was moving into a new home, it was an older home, excuse me, the lighting had glass globes, and I thought it had an amber finish. The previous owner had, you know, it smoked, and there was some
nicotine,
but it was clear glass. But because of the nicotine, it was an amber color.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
And I mean, that whole process was very big. I mean, we did basically gut the house, but it was, you know, that gets in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So nicotine is not a friend when you're staging.
Yeah, I was showing a house the other day, and the people walked in, and it was a smoker's house, and they says,
right.
Yeah. We're not interested.
Right. And again, if you are trying to sell your home, you have got to market to the buyers. It's not a time for you to, you know, you want to think about getting it sold.
And there are turnoffs, and that could be one of them, right?
Sure.
You're speaking of lighting fixtures and easy fixes there. Brass is out. Would you agree with that?
Most shiny brasses, yes. I mean, I have used some antique brasses, but most of the finishes now that they're using... They're using a lot of stainless steel. They're using a lot of nickel. They're using a lot of...
Muted,
yeah. Oil rub bronze.
Okay. How can we add color without going to the walls?
That's a good point. Again, we want to try to focus on keeping everything fairly neutral on the walls, but you can bring in the pops of color that really will make a room feel inviting through just the pillows, bringing in throws, artwork. Maybe there's a stem of, you know, apple blossom that you want to have. But again, really trying to keep to the time of the year and what is available, you know, in florists. And you wanted fresh flowers, you know, don't hesitate to bring in some fresh flowers. I had a house that was being sold, and this homeowner just brought in wildflowers from a field, and it looked great. And she had it in a foyer, and she put it in a nice picture, and a nice, it was beautiful.
Well, someone that owned our house had a green thumb, and because the way that everything blooms in our yard, I am able to have a fresh vase of flowers at any given time, mm-hmm. except, well, not in the winter, obviously, but we have a lilac bush, and we have a hydrangea bush, and I just love, it's a great feeling walking in and smelling those fresh flowers from a long day of work, mm-hmm. and it makes us feel good, too.
Right, and you can take a clipping, put it in a jar of water, and it can be just one stem, and it can do have a wonderful presence in a room.
Good advice. You know, when you were talking about cleaning and then cleaning again, one of the things that I do want to mention is the fact that a lot of people miss those cobwebs that are up high on the light fixtures or in the corners, and for whatever reason my eye always mm-hmm. finds them.
Yeah. And your eye will go as well as a buyer. So that's an area. And I do say, you know, when you clean, you got to go all corners, up, down, everywhere.
Right. Good advice. All right. Well, we're out of time. We had an excellent discussion 2 weeks in a row. Is there anything that we missed that you want to say that you need to get out there for our listeners?
Just, I really feel that, you know, a home stager, someone who is going to be in this field, they really are focused on getting your home sold. They're zealous about getting it sold. They will work with you throughout the process. So don't hesitate to call.
Thank you, Mary, for your time. 2 weeks in a row. Great discussion. Pat, before we go, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a great two-bedroom, two-bath home with a one-car garage located at 613 Sherwood Avenue in Dunmore for $139,000. This home is located on a very deep lot of 225 feet with a large fenced-in yard. The taxes are great. They're only $1,048. This is a really nice house. The second floor was completely gutted to make room for an additional full bath and a large walk-in closet. The home also has a completely updated kitchen, freshly painted cabinets, and new backsplashes. The home also has a new roof, new hot water heater, newer vinyl siding, and a nice deck. So if you're looking in Dunmore for an updated two-bedroom, two-bath home with a large yard and a one-car garage, along with low taxes, give us a call about 613 Sherwood Avenue for only $139,000, and that is listed by Valerie Brown of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And before we close, I'd like to report the last 30 days, the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics, and on closed properties, single-family homes, 35% closed as a cash deal. That's people that had cash, didn't have to go for any kind of financing. 35% of the sales in the last 30 days were cash. 35% were conventional loans. That's a regular, everyday standard mortgage. 18.9% went FHA. That's the Federal Housing Administration loan. And 7% closed with the VA loan, Veterans Administration loan. Interesting information.
Yes, it is. One out of three is cash.
Mm-hmm. One out of three is cash. Cash is king.
Always has been.
Okay, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.